Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is a different plan. This is a different offense. So I only say that because people are like, well, why was he an all-pro his first year? One, he played with Matt Ryan. Two, I think the coach that drafted him had a plan. Then he got hurt. And then he got hurt again.
And then the quarterback play again. You had Mariota who couldn't hit anybody. And then you had Desmond Ridder who was slightly, well, the same.
Correct. I mean,
Mariota was actually better statistically. So you had two bad quarterbacks.
So let me finish this. But I think part of it is when you're drafting for a specific thing, that's what happened with Arthur Smith, and that's why I've said to Mike, I think he was the guy that said, hey, let's draft these guys, and Terry said, great, because he had a plan for it. Then it didn't go the way we suspected it would. It has to be that way. You can't tell Jeff Ulbrich, make our defense better, but yet not take his input on who he wants
well,
to get.
I mean, and then you get into like, you know, the thing with Ulbrich, and we talked about it, where I always put it on Jim Mora, you know, communicating with Dimitra, but Ulbrich apparently, his two cents were attack McKinley. Because again, I'm told now in this press conference it doesn't matter if you're 3-4-4-3. Well, it didn't matter. It certainly mattered that Tack McKinley was a better fit than T.J. Watt. That's part of this regime, guys. Although it's removed from, you know, one general manager, but Jeff Ulbrich was part of that collaboration with Dimitroff. So, no, I'm going to cut you off on that. I'm just saying that when you get back to Pitts, I'm just saying if you're the general manager, I get it. You want it. You have a new collaboration. You got a new partnership with Arthur Smith. You had a million holes. I think you override him and say, we'll go with the safe pick here because there's no – we'll go with the offensive tackle. We'll go with Penei Sewell. And then that's in hindsight, that's certainly the better pick. Now, in Arthur's defense, and part of the reason I think Pitts did so well is halfway through the season, if you guys don't remember, we had a wide receiver completely flake out. Okay, Calvin Ridley just left the team, which then created more opportunities for Pitts. Then subsequently, we used to argue with Arthur Smith all the time about, well, if Pitts can't block, why are you asking him to block? Then the crazy play where he's not even involved and you got a backup tight end throwing to a backup tight end. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it just, I mean, again, if past is prologue, we're screwed. Hopefully they've learned from their mistakes. And that's why I'd love to know, how does this work? Because remember, guys, when Rich McKay was officially still involved with the team, if there was a personnel squabble, he would decide between the coach and the GM back in the day.
Yeah, I think that is part of this as you go back and say, why did we get this guy? Why did we get that guy? It's the same reason. And when there's a coaching change and a staff change, sometimes the production of a player changes because the usage changes. They ask Kyle Pitts to do some things this year that they weren't asking him to do in the previous regime. So, and I'm using him as an example because I think he's the biggest example that we could say, well, who did this? Why did you draft this guy? Because the coach wanted that guy, yeah, and he thought he could use him in a certain way.
And look, you and I, we've spent, you know, arguably weeks on Kyle Pitts over the last couple of years. Is he at a point now where he's just frustrated because he's gone from one situation to another situation and he just feels like, man, they're not using me the way I should? We talked about how the routes and where Drake London is doing what Puka Nacua would do in the Rams offense, which certainly Zach Robinson brought over from the Rams. I don't know. I mean, at some point, you do the best you can. I think we've all been. I'll even play devil's advocate and be in Pitt's corner for a second.
Okay.
When you're feeling you're not being used properly, you know, there is a tendency, it's human nature, that maybe, you know, yeah, maybe it is not 100%. You know, maybe you're not giving the best. That stupid phrase we heard so many times last year is being the best Kyle Pitts he can be. Mm. You know, I don't know. I mean, all I know is if they decide to move on from him after this year, we never got to see. And yes, I don't know. I can't guarantee. If we had people, typical Falcon fans, we'll go somewhere else and be great. Well, not if he doesn't put the work in, right? Not if he doesn't put the work in.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But I mean, there are some things that, you know, you just said it. He went from one situation. If he was wanted by Arthur Smith, then Arthur Smith probably didn't use him the right way ultimately. And then I don't think we used him the right way last year. Combined with what then maybe became a lack of effort, which translated that all of a sudden he wasn't even starting. He was coming off the bench at times last year down the stretch.
I had a guy say to me the other night, do you know if Kyle Pitts wants to be here? And I said, why are you saying that? And he said, well, everybody, and you and Mike always talk about what he's not doing.
You know, also, I just work here.
We know. Do you know if Kyle Pitts wants to be here? It doesn't matter if he wants to be here. You know how you go somewhere else and make bread in the NFL? You perform where you're at. You don't get to make the bread that you want to make, Mike, by not performing where you're at and going somewhere else and thinking you're going to demand a huge deal. That's not how the NFL works. So even if he doesn't want to be here, there have been plenty of guys in the National Football League who haven't wanted to be where they're at. But guess what? They worked their asses off to make the bread that they want to make because they knew they were going to be somewhere else. That's not how you approach this. That is a quitter's mentality,
right?
If, in fact, that is what he has done, I'm going to check out because, well, I don't want to be here. Well, guess what? You're not going to get to where you want to be.
Right. And the problem is, and this always comes up because guys say, well, man, you know, it wasn't his fault. Yeah, I mean, I get it. There's expectations. When you're a top five pick, and if you don't expect that or understand that, then I think you're in the wrong business. Because at the very least, this year, this is in essence a contract year somewhere for Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
So we'll see. Hopefully he gets it. I know some guys have said, will they move on from him? Look, some guys are victims of circumstance. Jerome Bettis was really good with the Rams. He was better with the Steelers. Marshawn Lynch was good with the Bills. He was better with Seattle. Because, you know, right tool, right job, right offensive coordinator, right scheme. Maximizing the talent. You know, same thing. Chris Carter. Remember, was it Buddy Ryan? Oh, Chris Carter. Hell, all he does is catch touchdowns. You know, goes to Minnesota, Hall of Famer. So sometimes you have to be in the right spot. But I'm still, to your point earlier, we're not giving Pitts an excuse. If the effort, which maybe we'll have that conversation this summer, we get a chance to sit down with him.
Yeah. I think when we start talking about, you know, revisionist history and how do we get this guy and how do we get this guy, there's a reason why the guys get drafted. And it's usually the head coach. It usually is. That's what happens. And
right.
So because there's a vision. And especially when your head coach is your OC. There's a vision.
Right.
And so that's where we're at. Nevertheless, I'm just saying, Mike, he was asking, you know, Mark Raimondi about this collaborative thing. Yeah, I want to hear what Ra has to say about these defensive guys. I want to hear what the GM and the scouting department has to say. But guess what? Jeff is going to have to coach these guys. And if you don't give him full autonomy to say, that's who I think we should go get, even if it's a mistake, then we got to live with it.
Now, again, apples to oranges, but just bear with me on this one. The other thing that drives me crazy about the collaborative thing is, when something goes wrong, nobody owns it in this franchise, right? We still don't know who wanted Kyle Pitts, right? We just assume it was Arthur, right? You and I have always been of the opinion it's Arthur.
I said it's Arthur, yes. Right. I think it was Arthur. Because here's the thing, Mike, and this is the other part. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9.
I'm actually cool if Fondo says, okay, the coach wanted him. I'll accept that.
But here's the other part. Did we not think up until recently that Fontenot really wasn't in charge of doing a whole lot of this stuff? I'm asking. So now you're telling me when Arthur Smith got hired that he was in full command of all. I'm not buying that.
See, then you get into.
I'm buying that.
So let's bring up, again, different regime, different defensive coordinators, so we can't really get into. But who wanted, you know, Anderson at linebacker?
Good question.
You know, who thought that was the be-all, end-all?
Well, again.
Because we went through defensive coordinators like Sox there for a while. We had Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen.
We did. And, you know, Pease comes in with a plethora of experience. And maybe, Mike, that's the general manager's part. Because, again, he is a defensive guy. For those who don't know, I mean, that's what Terry did. And you know, pro scouting, I think you could say, all right, there was a mixture on some of these defensive picks. But I'm telling you right now, this is my 200% in on this. An offensive head coach who's going to run the offense, drafted who? Drake? He drafted Pitts?
Right.
He drafted Bijan. There's a reason for that.
Now, you could have argued what he came from in Tennessee was requiring more of a Penei Sewell. You had a great physical offensive line that dominated people. You had a great running back in Derrick Henry. Arthur Smith, by the way, got no traction. I mean, not that he would after this year in Pittsburgh and as being a coach again. Real quick, Rook Arorororo. Now, where's that come from? Is that because if the coach feels that reminds him of the kind of talent he was involved in drafting in the Rams, okay, and then this year just unfortunately he got hurt at the wrong time that he kind of maybe could have had more.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Impact. That's another one. But the one that ultimately gets to me and drives me nuts is Deshaun Watson, which then cost us Matt Ryan, whatever Matt Ryan was going to be, and nobody ever owns that one.
Well, here's the thing.
Is that Arthur? Because, I mean, look, I get it. If the general manager was leaned out by the owner, he's not going to say, well, the owner made me do it, because then he looks like he gets fired eventually. I don't know. But just for me, it's a gang that can't shoot straight. That's what I feel. When we talk about collaboration, it feels like a committee that's a circular fire drill.
I'm not, Mike, I can't judge Rook on 1 year. And where he was drafted, again, it's where you're drafted and what you do in the league. I can't judge. I can't draft Dorless, any of the Trice, any of these guys.
Right.
And whether you were injured or not or how much you played, I can't sit here after one season and judge these guys. I'm willing to give them a couple more years to say, okay, that dude turned out to be who we thought he was. But the problem, again, Mike, is do we have enough guys around the guys that you think are really good to make this defense better? And my guess, again, I'm going to say this. Defensive-minded coach. He's a Super Bowl-winning DC. He comes in. You don't think he had any say-so in the defensive picks that we got?
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Sink of Truth. Follow and listen to Sink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.